Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant threat to India's marine ecosystems and coastal tourism has just been addressed by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change as they release draft rules for the management of tar balls along India's coastline. First, let's understand what tar balls are. Tar balls, also called petroleum tarballs, are hardened lumps of crude oil or refined petroleum products that have been weathered by sunlight and seawater. They are formed when oil spills at sea undergo evaporation, oxidation, and emulsification, with the lighter fractions evaporating and the residue hardening. Typically, tar balls are black to brown, waxy or rubbery, and range from pea-sized to football-sized. What makes this significant is that tar balls are not just the result of a single event, but rather chronic pollution from ship bilge pumping, tank cleaning at sea, and slow seeps from sunken wrecks. Building on this, the impact of tar balls on Indian coastlines is substantial, as they regularly contaminate India's beaches, harm marine ecosystems, and damage coastal tourism and fisherfolk livelihoods. But why does this matter? It matters because the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has recognized the need for a structured framework to manage tar balls and has released draft rules to address this issue. Now, let us turn to the key provisions of these draft rules. The rules propose a structured framework for identification, cleanup, source attribution, and reporting of tar balls linked to India's existing obligations under MARPOL, the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships. Crucially, the draft rules include an identification protocol, which requires state coastal authorities to maintain tar ball monitoring calendars and to conduct mandatory sampling and chemical fingerprinting of tar balls for source identification. It is worth pausing here to note that the draft rules also outline cleanup responsibilities, which include the constitution of coastal tar response teams by district administrations and the requirement for beach cleanup to be completed within 72 hours of a confirmed tar ball event. And here is something that surprises many students: the collected tar balls are classified as hazardous under the Hazardous Waste Management Rules 2016 and must be disposed of accordingly. Moving on to source attribution, the draft rules propose cooperation with the Indian Coast Guard and the Directorate General of Shipping to trace the originating vessels of tar balls using MARPOL oil record books and vessel traffic management system data. Remember this, the integration with vessel traffic management system data is a key aspect of this provision. Now, let us look at the reporting mechanism. The draft rules require state pollution control boards to report tar ball incidents quarterly to the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, and for this data to be shared with the International Maritime Organization for Global Incident Tracking. Note this carefully, this reporting mechanism is essential for tracking the effectiveness of the draft rules. The draft rules also incorporate the polluter pays principle, which means that if the originating vessel or operator is identified, they will be required to pay the costs of cleanup and management. This is linked to the Civil Liability Convention and India's position on MARPOL Annex I compliance. With that background in place, let us look at the international framework. MARPOL, the International Convention for the Prevention of Pollution from Ships, is the principal international treaty governing ship source marine pollution and is administered by the International Maritime Organization. India ratified MARPOL Annexes I and II in 1983 and subsequent annexes in later years. Now, let us turn to the linkage with the Coastal Regulation Zone. The Coastal Regulation Zone Notification, 2019, restricts construction within a 500-meter high tide line buffer, but does not regulate pollution response. However, coastal zone management plans are being updated to include tar ball response protocols, and the Integrated Coastal Zone Management Project has developed databases of coastal hazards, including chronic pollution. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has released draft rules for tar ball management, which include provisions for identification, cleanup, source attribution, and reporting. The rules are linked to India's obligations under MARPOL and incorporate the polluter pays principle. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Environment, which covers marine pollution, international conventions, and hazardous waste management. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which covers India's role in international organizations, including the International Maritime Organization. In conclusion, the release of draft rules for tar ball management is a significant step towards addressing the threat of tar balls to India's marine ecosystems and coastal tourism, and demonstrates India's commitment to its obligations under MARPOL and other international conventions. This development has important implications for India's environmental and economic security, and highlights the need for effective management of marine pollution.